Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer. Psalms 150 reads like this. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Our most precious and heavenly Father, we come together in spirit and in prayer and in worship. While we be not here in physical form, Lord, we know that you know our hearts. And we pray, Lord, for your blessings, your strength, your wisdom and courage upon your people. Let them be encouraged and strengthened with these words, Lord. Let them be held to their heart. And help them, Father, to praise you in all that they do. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Praise him, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins he suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Sing love.
God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Christ, what a beautiful name it is. Hey guys, I just wanted to share a song with you today, and I've sung this before, but I think in times like this, it's kind of good to take a step back and think about some of the things that's going on. And it can seem very discouraging, everything that's going around, all the sickness, not being able to do what you're used to being able to do, not being able to see your family or your friends, not being able to go to church. It's all very discouraging. It can be. But I think it's important to remember in times like this, especially, that God is still God in good times and in bad. So we need to hold to that and keep our faith because, you know, whether you're climbing up a mountaintop or whether you're down in the middle of a valley, God's still God and he's going to see you through. Hope you enjoy. Life is easy when you're up on a mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you are never alone. For the God on the mountain, he's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, oh, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times, he's still God in the bad times. The God of the day, he's still God in the night. We talk of faith when we're up on the mountain. Oh, but the talk comes so easily when your life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain, he's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, oh, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times, he's still God in the bad times. The God of the day, he's still God in the night. The God of our day, he's still God in the night. Oh, he's still God.
A couple of things to mention this morning. Brother Benny has been posting wonderful encouragement and sermons on his Facebook page. I encourage each and every one of you to go out and check those out, for they're a true blessing to me and my family, and I'm sure they will be to you too. Also, should any of you be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we'll do all that the good Lord will allow for us to help you any way we can. This week, our elder Doodle has asked me to read the following scripture and remind the good people that God cares for his people, and this is not the first time that the people were forced to stay inside for their own safety. Exodus 12:21-24. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. Today, I would like to remind everyone to praise the good Lord in all things. For without him, we have nothing. Every single morning we get up, we should sing a praise or a prayer to him. Some way, worship the Father. For he is truly amazing, and he has delivered us and protected us, and he will continue to do so. I believe that wholeheartedly. The word says so. So as I read these scriptures, give praise to the Father. Exodus 15, verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearfulness, and praises, doing wonders? Judges 5, verses 2 through 3. Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 4. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 25. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. Psalms chapter 7, verse 17. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalms chapter 18, verse 3. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Psalms chapter 33, verses 1 through 8. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Psalms 86, verse 12. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify thy name forevermore. Psalms 107, verses 1 and 2. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 13. Sing unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Romans 15, verse 11. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelations 19:5. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Now I'd like to read James chapter 5, verse 16. For I truly believe that we need to pray for one another, as the good scripture says. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Dear great Lord, we want to thank you for the ability to reach out to our community in the ways that you've given us. We thank you for, although not being able to come into church, but being able to share our worship and our praise and our songs with each other. We pray, Lord, that this is a blessing upon our church family and upon our community and all those who listen. We thank you for getting us through this dark time. And Lord, today we are reminded that we need to praise you in all things. And this praise is not only because you are worthy, but because it puts us in a better mindset. We wake up remembering all the good things that you've done for us, all the great things that are to come. And we don't need to focus on all the bad, all the sickness, all the negative, because you've blessed us so abundantly. Let us live our lives in praise of you. Let every action, every word, every thought show that praise to everyone we encounter, that they might begin to realize how wonderful, how mighty, how loving and caring that you really are. We ask, Lord, that you please continue to protect us and our church family and our community from this virus. You please continue to guide our steps and help us to be that light that we need to be. We ask, Lord, you please forgive us for where we fall short. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join